Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's a little Clapton bringing this back there. And we have a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. Joanne is a longtime member, 9-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of No More Cold Calling, and also the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. NoMoreColdCalling.com is her website. Joanne, thanks again for staying with us. And I wanted to point out something that I've never heard anybody else say, but I've been talking about it a lot lately, especially to the companies that I work with. And that is that when I was cold calling, back before you were born, Joanne, back in the 70s, when I was cold calling, if I didn't get through, if I failed in a cold call, and I'm like, you know, mostly it was, in those days, cold calling was knocking on the door, walking up and knocking on the door. If I failed, nobody thought anything about it because it was what a lot of people did. No company I knocked on, whose door I knocked on, thought badly of me or badly of my company. It just didn't work. Today, I'm convinced that if I were to send you an email, cold calling by email, if I made a phone call and I got through to you somehow on a cold call, and if it failed, which it mostly would, I feel like my brand and I would take a hit from that. What do you think?
I think it does. It does take a hit, but here's the difference. I mean, we used to knock on doors. We didn't have email. We didn't have social media. And so people were used to that, and salespeople in cities used to go, you know, copy your salespeople, right?
Right. Take
the elevator to the top floor,
yep,
and work,
yep,
their way down. Well, 9/11 changed all of that. The people couldn't get into buildings, and they had to think of other ways, and that was around,
right,
the same time this thing called the Internet,
mm-hmm,
you know, became very popular. So we're really doing the same thing, but we're doing it electronically, and it has become so rampant that we sit there on the delete button. And we have technology now. We can see who's calling, but I don't,
right,
answer my phone unless I know that phone number.
Right.
And I'd say 95% of the time, they never leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
So it is so rampant because there's metrics for cold calling. They know if they make X number of dials, they'll reach this,
mm-hmm,
number of people, and you just take it from there, the trail. What people don't realize is there's also metrics for referrals, and that's one of the excuses I hear. You know, oh, you know, Joanne, it's soft. I can't measure it. You know, I know they kind of happen. That's all wrong. There are very specific metrics for referrals that each of us can set, Jim.
Right.
And one of the key ones is, who am I going to ask this week? How many people? And who are they? Because if we don't ask, we don't get. So that's the first metric. And then we can also track how many referrals we receive, how many referral meetings we schedule, how many we conduct. We can certainly measure,
mm-hmm,
the conversion rate of those referrals.
Well, it's
into
just
customers.
It's just like tracking your close ratio. You know, when you start out, you're not very good at your close ratio is not too good. The more you do it, the better your close ratio gets. The more referrals you ask for, the better your metrics get.
Absolutely. And we need to be out there asking. So my phrase is ABA. Always be asking.
Right.
That's what we need to do. And we need to stop with these cold outreaches because nobody likes it.
Right. But the other thing is you have to remember that when it comes to referrals, even if you're good at, even if you don't mind asking for referrals, you have to remember that you have to, as you say, always be asking, because people who would refer us don't, it's not their job to wake up thinking about us in the morning, is it?
No, it's not.
We have to remind them. We have to ask them, and we also have to train them, don't we? We have to help them understand how to tell people about us.
We do, and we have to also let them know that we will always have time for them, even when we have more referrals, because that's,
mm-hmm,
a concern for people, and we just need to cut it off at the pass.
You know, there's one other thing, Joanne, that I used to do, and I always felt like this was important, and I came up with it on my own. I told people who, when I asked for a referral, I said, and I'll tell you what, John, I'll make you this promise. If the, whether I do business with the person you refer me to or not, if they're your friend when I get there, they'll be your friend when I leave.
Oh, that's nice, Jim. That's very nice.
People appreciated that.
Well, they want to know you're going to take care of their connection just as
they would. That's exactly right. That is always important. A big deal. Hey, Joanne, I need the website one more time.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joanne joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.